Welcome to PM, to Donald Trump's State of the Union address shortly. But first, the Reserve Bank Governor staged a massive about-face on interest rates during a lunchtime speech to journalists today. From a consistent position for the past year or more that the next move in rates would likely be up, Philip Lowe now says rates could go either way next time, up or down. The RBA's change of heart comes amid uncertainty after a steady stream of disappointing economic data over the past few months and the continued steep decline in Sydney and Melbourne home prices. Our business reporter Michael Yander was at Dr. Lowe's speech today. Michael, just how significant is this change of tack on rates from the Reserve Bank boss?
Well, to put it simply, it took basically a cent off the Australian dollar in a matter of minutes. Markets had been factoring in gradually the chance that the Reserve Bank might have to shift to a stance of possible rate cuts, but they hadn't necessarily expected it to happen so quickly or in today's speech. And it's now an official stance, basically a neutral policy, where the Reserve Bank could go either way. For a year or more, the Reserve Bank has maintained the official line, even at its meeting yesterday, that the next move in interest rates was probably likely to be up. But we've firmly moved away from that now. The probabilities, according to Dr. Lowe, appear to be evenly balanced. And when pressed, Dr. Lowe didn't want to put exact odds on the chances of a rate cut.
Is it a coin toss? I would never describe it that way because that gives the sense that it's kind of like completely random. There are two scenarios, basically, and they seem roughly equally likely to me. Whether it's 50-50 or 55-45, I don't want to comment on that because our crystal ball isn't clear enough to know that.
That was Philip Lowe speaking at the National Press Club in Sydney. This about-face is due to a raft of downbeat economic data. September quarter GDP, the economic growth figures, were the main ones, coming in at 0.3% and 2.8% for the year, much below economist expectations and the Reserve Bank's forecasts. The Reserve Bank has now had to lower those forecasts, as Dr. Lowe also revealed today, by a quarter of a percentage point. Economists expect further downgrades to those forecasts to come.
So what are the main risks to the Australian economy that have prompted this change of heart by the Reserve Bank boss?
There's basically two groups. One is overseas risks, Donald Trump being one of those, and his trade war with China, and then the Chinese domestic economy being the other one of those major overseas risks, with quite a significant slowdown there and a crackdown on lending that is taking steam out of our main export destination. Domestically, it's all about housing, house price falls in Sydney and Melbourne in particular, and the effect on household consumption that may have. A lot of the economic commentary has been centred on this impact of falling house prices on the broader economy, but Dr. Lowe said the RBA is actually much more concerned about the risks coming from China's economic slowdown.
If we're to have a significant downturn in the economy, I think the catalyst would be something going wrong in the global economy. So that would be number one, and China would be at the top of that list. If the Chinese economy stumbled, the authorities didn't manage the tightening up in credit world and the Chinese economy slowed, I think that would hurt us a lot. Of the domestic sources of risk, the housing market, consumption nexus is the most prominent one. But I wouldn't say that's more prominent than the overseas risks.
Philip Lowe, the RBA governor. So, Michael, the governor really talked about two possible scenarios for the Australian economy, a good one where rates rise and one where rates are cut. Can you explain what those scenarios look like?
So, in the Reserve Bank's optimal scenario, jobs growth continues, and there are indications, as Dr. Lowe said in answering questions, that job vacancies are at record highs. Unemployment in New South Wales and Victoria is multi-decade lows. Those tight job markets cause wages to keep rising. There's signs that has started, and the RBA hopes that will continue, and those wage rises will offset the negative wealth effects and confidence effects from house price falls, so we'll keep spending. Now, the negative scenario is that construction jobs go, outweighing the increase in jobs in any other sector, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne. As unemployment rises because of those unemployed construction workers, wage increases suddenly dry up, and then we've got the worst of both worlds: falling house prices, rising unemployment, and stagnant wages.
Oh, a 50-50 bet. Thanks very much, Michael. The ABC's senior digital business reporter is Michael Yander.